Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sir Elton bringing us back. I guess that was his second song after Levon. He came out with Daniel, and then Tiny Dancer is after that, I think. And then what else after that? Your song. That was right after that. That's a beautiful song. Elton John, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the greats. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy that there's only one of me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we built all that for you to use to your advantage. It's easy to use. It's free. The only thing we charge you for is if you buy a book, we ask you to pay for that. But you know what? Every book I have has been basically pulled apart and made available on my website, on smallbusinessadvocate.com. So if you don't want to buy the book and you don't mind noodling around a little bit, you can find pretty much the whole book over on the other side. So you can't say that we don't do whatever we can within our power to make sure that you can get what you need, the information you need to be successful in your business and without spending any money, just a little bit of your time, just hang out with us. So that's my charter, that's my goal, that's my plan, that's my promise to you. That's our contract with each other. So I'm going to keep delivering whatever I can to help you, and you're going to keep trying to get better. That's the contract. How about let's make that together? So I want to, again, it's continuing just to be you and me, this segment, one more segment, and then we'll have the great Ken Blanchard, the legendary Ken Blanchard on. I know you're all waiting for that. Me too. But I want to talk a little bit about the future. You know, folks, I like to remind people that we've taken 10,000 years to perfect the analog age. It basically began 10,000 years ago when Og and Gog developed proto-market, and we've been perfecting it ever since. How to do business, currencies, societies, governments, cultures, languages, mathematics, all those things, right? And ethics. We've created a catalog of ethics to kind of hold all that in control, push things back into equilibrium, push the caustic things, the aggressive things like fear and greed, back into equilibrium. And we spent 10,000 years with that, so we've gotten good at it. We're very comfortable with it. But it now comes the digital age, and we're not going to – it's the origin – We're living during the origin of the digital age, like Og and Gog was at the origin of the analog age. But you have to admit the digital age is a lot more sophisticated than the analog age, and there's a whole lot of things that are moving fast. And there's a whole lot of things that are being created that are disruptors and opportunities. And so I'm want to encourage you. This is where you put your CEO hat on. I just want to encourage you, as the CEO of your business, to make sure that you're connecting dots, that you're looking at implications for what's coming at you in the future. And let me give you a couple of little scenarios. And I don't mean to be picking on anybody. It's just that these are the scenarios that I'm going to use as examples. And the reason I'm not picking on you, some of you folks, is because everybody has the examples like this in their industry. So the autonomous automobile, some of my experts say that it's going to be the way we'll live our lives in 10 or 15 years. So if you have an autonomous vehicle, there's a pretty good chance you won't actually own a vehicle. You won't buy a car and make a payment on the car. You'll buy a car service, and you'll make payments, but the car won't be parked at your residence. It'll be somewhere else, because since you're buying the car availability, somebody else will be doing the maintenance and the charging or the gassing or the cleaning and all that. They'll take care of that, and then the car will show up when you need it. So now what did I just describe? I just described the fact that you may not need a garage anymore. So think about that. So if you own a house, if you have a house for sale in 10 or 15 years that has a three-car garage, which I actually today would be covetous of, a three-car garage, then I would love to have a three-car garage, right? Or a six-car garage, right? Just to have it, right? Well, in 10 or 15 years, garages may be passé. So if you own a house with a garage, might have a hard time selling it. What if you make and sell and install garage doors? What's going to happen to that industry? Think about this. These are the implications. This is what I'm talking to you about when I talk about implications. The implications of the autonomous automobile. Think about how that could go. That's going to change the insurance industry. It's going to change the collision industry, the collision repair industry, et cetera, et cetera. And it's going to change society. But that's just one example. Look at all the other examples that are things that are changing, and then take the implications out to the next level, what those will mean to us. And if you can do that as the CEO of your business, you'll be better prepared for where you need to take your company so that you don't get blindsided. So think about these things, folks. The world is moving fast. Faster than ever before. And you have to kind of keep up. You have to figure out how to keep up as much as possible. And remember, there's folks out there with a whole lot more capital than you and me who are making these changes, like Amazon, people like that, Google, Microsoft. Better watch those guys too. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.